Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From Triceratops to Tyrannosaurus, hundreds of millions of years ago, the Earth was dominated by roaming dinosaurs. And earlier this week, it was announced that a completely new species of dinosaur had been discovered in the Isle of Wight in the UK. This guy wandered about 125 million years ago, weighing between 4 and 6 tons and ate only plants. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Professor Susanna Maidment, who's principal researcher and paleontologist at the Natural History Museum. Good morning to you, Susanna, and thank you for joining us.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit more about this dinosaur and what he's called and what he did.
Yeah, the dinosaur is called Comptonautus chasei. This means Compton Thunderer because it was quite large, as you said, maybe when fully grown could have reached up to maybe 4 to 6 tons. As you said, it's a herbivore. It was four-legged. And it's one of a whole kind of suite of new dinosaurs that have been discovered over the last 5 years on the Isle of Wight. So it's a really exciting discovery.
And chasei, the last part of that name, is a tribute to the man who found him, Nick Chase.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, Nick was a very prolific fossil hunter on the Isle of Wight, found many, many specimens and donated a huge amount of material to both the Dinosaur Isle Museum and here at the Natural History Museum. So we decided to name the specimen to honour him.
So how quickly then did it become clear that this dinosaur was a very special find?
Well, actually, not that quickly. It might be unsurprising to hear that it takes a long time from getting something, well, something, especially something that has 150 bones, out of the rock, actually cleaned up, prepared, and then studied. This specimen was found by Nick Chase in 2013. Jeremy Lockwood, who's the lead author on our study, and he's a scientific associate here at the museum, he was part of that excavation, and he helped to dig it up. And while they were digging it up, they thought it was a specimen called Mantellosaurus, which is a much more common dinosaur from the Isle of Wight, one we've known about for about 100 years. And so when they were working on it, they were assuming it was one of these. But then as it was being prepared, Jeremy started to notice that there were a bunch of features that were a little bit different from Mantellosaurus. And whilst he thought it's closely related, it actually looks like it might be something else. And so Jeremy decided to embark on an entire PhD to solve this problem, and Comptonautus formed one part of that.
And the bones held lots of secrets about who this dinosaur was, what he ate, and how old he was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the most complete skeletons of the dinosaur that we found in the UK for 100 years or more. So it's a really, really exciting specimen. You know, mostly when we find dinosaur bones, we just find small fragments. And that's particularly true on the Isle of Wight, where these dinosaurs just weather out of the cliff, sometimes one bone at a time. And it takes years to get the whole specimen. So, it's really fantastic to have such a complete specimen, because it tells us much more about what these dinosaurs look like. It allows us to visualise them better. It allows us to understand what they were eating and get at kind of aspects of their paleontology and paleobiology that otherwise we don't know when they're so fragmentary.
So you could tell that this was a teenager who was a vegetarian.
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Tell me about the Isle of Wight then, because you mentioned another species being discovered there. We might have this image of in our minds of, you know, all of these dinosaurs deciding that they wanted to live in the Isle of Wight because it was a nice place to be, but that's not quite the case, is it?
Yeah, of course, the Isle of Wight was rather different 125 million years ago. It was an area that was a broad floodplain, so rivers meandering across it, the sea not very far away. And over time, the sea actually encroached and formed a lagoon in the area. But at the time that Comptonautus was there, we would have had more floodplain conditions. And this area was inhabited by a really wide diversity of dinosaurs. We've got the Iguanodontian dinosaurs like Comptonautus and Mantellosaurus, and we now know that there are a couple of others living alongside them as well. We've got these sort of ankylosaurs, which are these broad-bodied, low-limbed, armoured dinosaurs. They're a bit like walking coffee tables in their proportions. And then we had a bunch of meat-eating dinosaurs that were living alongside them. And most notably and recently discovered a spinosaurs, which are kind of crocodile-snouted dinosaurs that were probably feeding on fish. So there's a really wide diversity of them. And we're really only just beginning to understand that these animals were much more diverse than we previously realised. And we're working on trying to figure out whether they were living alongside each other or whether what we're seeing is the change in ecosystems over time.
Oh, it's fascinating. And I read that the Isle of Wight is considered a fossil hunter's paradise, and you might explain why that is so.
Yeah, absolutely. What we need to find dinosaur fossils particularly are we need rocks of the right age, so rocks deposited during the Mesozoic era when the dinosaurs were alive. And we need them to be deposited on land because dinosaurs lived on land. And we need them to be exposed at the surface of the earth. And of course, in southern England, we have these rocks quite widely, but they're not exposed because of the climate that we live in. Everything's covered in trees and houses and people. The great thing about the Isle of Wight is there's lots of cliffs, and those cliffs are retreating incredibly fast, so maybe a metre a year or faster in some places. And this means that there's continuous slumps which bring material down onto the beach. And so you can walk along the beach, and it's fairly common to be able to find fragments of bone, bits of teeth and things like that just lying in the shingle. So it's a great place to go if you're into fossils.
Right. And what about in Ireland? I mean, do we have conditions that are conducive to similar discoveries here?
Not so much. The rocks aren't quite the right age. I think there's one dinosaur, I think, known from Ireland. There might be two. I think there's just one. So there's not. We don't have quite the right age rocks in Ireland. But of course, there's lots of other fossils that you can find. There's all sorts of small shelly animals, things that lived in the sea, which are very, very widespread around all of our coastlines. Absolutely, people can go and find fossils on the beach.
Susanna, great pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for telling us about that most recent discovery. Professor Susanna Maidment there from the Natural History Museum in London. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.